Nobody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be.
One of the unusual and excellent things about the Roseville Big Band is that it has a vocal quartet. From the high part to the bottom, they are Karen Dunn, Diane Lindberg, Kirk Lindberg, and band director Glenn Newton. The singers combine varied experiences in music and singing at the highest levels of the world of vocal quartets. Glenn Newton is here. Glenn, the Roseville Big Band puts a lot of effort into its vocal quartet. Tell us about Somebody Loves Me.
Somebody Loves Me is a piece that we purchased with big band and solo vocal. I wrote the other three parts, knowing the skills of the people that were going to be performing it, and also knowing what you have to do to make it entertaining and listenable by the audience. And so what you'll hear is some nice smooth vocals that the quartet will rehearse separately from rehearsing with the band, so that we can polish those just as much as possible before actually blending them with the band in a performance.
Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can he be? Worries me. For every guy who passes by, I shout, hey, baby, you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Glenn, the Roseville Big Band plays for concerts and for dances. Now, do you create set lists that are different for each type of performance?
Yes, each performance has its own unique requirements, and we pick set lists that fit the venue we're going to be performing at. If we're doing a hangar dance, then we pick things that might emphasize more of songs you would have heard during World War II. If we're doing a concert in the park, then we pick things that are perhaps more exciting for those people in the park to participate with. We almost always have play-along numbers where we invite people in the audience to come up and play Latin percussion instruments with us on a piece without having to have any training whatsoever. And it's just fun for everybody because the other audience members like watching them and they like doing it too.
When you play for a dance, you've got to include some numbers that anybody can dance to.
Yes, that's right. Besides the fast swing numbers that people who have studied East Coast swing can dance to, and the ones that are more bluesy style that are something you might have learned as West Coast swing, we also played some straightforward ballads like Georgia on My Mind that anybody can dance to without having to worry about fitting into the type of steps that you would have learned in your dance lessons.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia. Sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Glenn, one of the keys to big band performance is the arrangement. When you have so many instruments, they have to stay out of each other's way, and that's what the arranger does. And you've got one with an interesting story called Bedtime Look.
Bedtime Look was composed by Keith Miner, one of the trombonists in the Roseville Big Band. At the time he wrote this, he had two little girls who would get tired at night and then kind of look up with their eyelids drooping and give him what he called that bedtime look, so that he knew it was time to put them to bed, read a story, get their teddy bears. And he put this into a song that he called Bedtime Look. And he sent it to me with a melody and lyrics that he sang together with some very basic chords, No introduction, no transitions and things like that, but we talked about it and shared ideas of what I could do with the arrangement. And so when I wrote this, I wrote it so that it would enhance the story that he tells in Bedtime Book with things that create musical interest in the background while still featuring his vocal solo.
Glenn, could you direct us to a really meaty part of the arrangement?
I think if you start right at the beginning, you'll hear some syncopated things that I gave the trumpets and saxes at the very beginning to set the stage for Keith singing. So that would be a good thing to listen to.
You're the director of the Roseville Big Band. What are the goals for this group?
When I look at what we do for audiences, the main goal is entertaining. We entertain in ways so that dancers will find that there's music that they can dance to, and those who are not dancers will also find it very interesting to listen to. We also have specialty numbers that are things that perhaps bring a smile to everybody's face, such as when we ask you to shout out Pennsylvania 6, 5,000 at the appropriate places in the song after I ring the telephone. We also, because we are sponsored by the Roseville Parks and Recreation Department, have a goal of making sure that those who perform in the band get what they want out of it. And we are finding that the people in the band stick around for a long time because they find it a very fulfilling musical experience playing for the various audiences that we do and making good music together.
Thank you, Glenn Newton, director of the Roseville Big Band. Information about the Roseville Big Band is located at rosevillebigband.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.